I am Bob Enyart, the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio is the president of American Rights Life Action, Steve Curtis. Steve, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Well, Bob, I hope everybody can hear me.
Now, Steve, we have a teaser I think we could give to the audience. We've got so much to talk about, including the launch of an extraordinary website with a video at the top that I think is the most significant and dramatic video commercial produced in the pro-life movement in 40 years. But first, the teaser. You got an email from a reporter with the Washington Times.
We did. A reporter for the Washington Times that wrote a story that appeared on the Drudge Report last week. Now, there's a lot of them, so I'm not giving away too much.
That's right. And
he's interested in our interest in his story.
That's exactly right. And so it's a little unfair to do this to the audience, but I think we have a track record over the years, especially over the last 2 years, when we've said that there'll be a story coming out in Time magazine. There was. U.S. News and World Report. There was. And, in fact, 30 occasions like that, when we let people know there's something big happening, we can't quite tell you the story yet. And so just to let you guys know, there's something you could pray for Steve and American Rights Life Action, that a particular project comes off well.
That's right. It's political in nature, and that's about all we can say at this point.
That's it. That's right. Okay. Now, Steve, you're... ministry, aside from your work with Brian Rohrbaugh in American Right to Life, you have a ministry you started years ago called lifecommercials.com. And you guys launched today, that's why I asked you to come into the studio, you launched a website, which is now part of the family of lifecommercials.com websites. And I'd like the audience to know how many, it's extraordinary how much bandwidth, how many people are downloading these life-saving commercials. But the new website, first, to start off, what's it called?
It's called MorningAfterPillInformation.com.
MorningAfterPillInformation.com.
Yeah, about a year ago, we ran an ad campaign for several months and ran the exact ads that we're running on the Internet now for women that are looking for the morning after pill. This is something that was kind of laid on my heart a couple of years ago. You know, we get into the into all the arguments about abortion and everything, and it was just amazing to me how the pro-life movement, to a great extent, has just been sleepwalking as the morning after pill, which is an early-term chemical abortion. Mm. I don't care what anybody says. The science is very simple on this.
Oh, yeah. Even the manufacturer's website explains that if there is a fertilized egg coming down the fallopian tube, this thing will stop implantation.
That's correct.
And so that's a early
term chemical abortion.
That's
exactly what it is. It takes that life and prevents that life from attaching to the uterine wall, and when that happens, that life will die. Mm. And so as the abortion industry for years has worked to get this on the market, and you'll remember last year the Bush administration made this now legal to anyone over 18 years of age, over the counter, no prescription necessary. Mm. It's just sad because what we knew is that the number of abortions would rise dramatically. And already you can go on the Internet today and get the generic version of the morning after pill. It's a two-pill set for $1 a pill. $2 is all it takes.
$2 to kill your child. It's like playing Russian roulette. You're not sure if you're pregnant, but the drug companies are thrilled to sell you the pills anyway.
Well, what's very clear is if you are, you won't be. I mean, right. that's what's clear. If you are in the very early stages of pregnancy, and you take this this two-pill set for a couple of bucks, you won't be. And that's just tragic because all over the country today, we know that young women, older women are going out, many of them not knowing that they're actually committing an abortion on themselves, are going out and getting the pill, thinking that they're preventing pregnancy when indeed what they're doing is killing their child.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to read from the website, but in a moment, this is from the brand new website just launched today, and at the top of it is the 60-second spot that the entire pro-life movement will eventually know of this commercial. The most extraordinary spot produced by lifecommercials.com. And, Steve, you guys are award-winning. I mean, the National Religious Broadcasters Association at their annual conventions have handed out a number of awards to live commercials.
Yeah, every spot we've entered, we've taken first place. The only time we took a second place was when the other spot was the one year that we entered two commercials and we took first and second. This year are not even doing that. At the convention this year, they actually got rid of that, I guess because they didn't want to rename the award after us.
The Life Commercials.
And they should have, and we were kind of hoping for something like that.
Yeah,
but
right.
They didn't.
They didn't, did they? And I've gone to those conventions a number of times over the years. And those commercials have been aired on some major Christian networks all over the country, including media buys in cities after city, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Denver, and around the country. And so, with all that history and the power of all those commercials, this one is by far the most powerful. So I urge people to go online to morningafterpillinformation.com. Those are the words that women are searching for when they think they might be pregnant.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's exactly why we grabbed up that domain a few years ago. We also own planbinformation.com and emergencycontraceptioninformation.com. Emergency contraception info. We've got all kinds of different, web domains like that, because that's exactly what they're doing. And you know, when you're trying to do internet advertising, when you can get your ad to have the same word that they're searching for and your domain name to have
the same
word that they're searching for,
it's very powerful.
It's very powerful.
And many of the women who are looking, they had sex, typically outside of marriage, not always, but typically. And now they think, oh, no, I can't be pregnant, even if they are. They think I can't be. And they've heard the morning after pill will guarantee that they don't have a baby. Many of these women don't realize they'll be killing their baby if they have a baby. And many of those women would want to know this. Some have hard hearts and they don't care.
Right.
But others want to know. So when a woman comes to this site and then clicks on some of the information on this page, they go to the option line, which is the nation's most significant resource for women in a crisis pregnancy, unsure what to do. They're staffed 24 hours a day, live counselors available for help. That's pretty significant.
Well, it is. And the option line never refers for abortion. And they are a coalition of, besides the National Call Center, they're a coalition of about 2,000 pregnancy centers across the country. They will not refer for abortion. And so it's important that we get them to the right place. And that's really what Life Commercials' job is, not only to change the environment that the entire pro-life movement is working within. Of course, that's also part of what we're doing with American Right to Life and American Right to Life Action.
Right.
To take these issues, because, you know, National Right to Life won't take a position on the morning after.
No, this is a great tragedy, because there are victims that you can multiply by the millions that are going to their graves, basically unmarked graves, completely forgotten children, the victim of a total abandonment by National Right to Life and all their affiliate groups that are agreeing with that strategy that we don't want to come across as unreasonable. So we're not going to talk about these kids that are killed with chemical abortions.
Well, and they're playing right into what Planned Parenthood wanted. You know, for years, Planned Parenthood has wanted to take the abortion industry underground. Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project, they know that in Denver.
Right.
At the new Planned Parenthood facility that's being built, women will drive underground, and they'll get in the building that way so they won't have to face the truth.
They won't have to face the truth. Chemical abortions do the same thing.
It's
you
exactly
order it
the same thing
on the internet. It comes to your door, And this is the most sophisticated program put together to kill innocent children.
It's incredibly efficient. I mean, the shipping will cost more than the abortifacient itself.
Yeah. Then so, the human pesticide. This is a chemical weapon to kill kids.
Exactly.
And the number of kids killed in this way will probably dwarf the numbers killed by surgical abortions.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt, because this is a faceless way to go about it. You don't have to confront a doctor or a pharmacist. You don't even have to see the checkout gal at the Walgreens or any of that. You just simply get online, you put in your credit card information, a few days later with shipping and everything, you're talking less than $7 to get this chemical delivered to your door.
And
it would still be effective at that point.
Yeah. So now what National Right to Life has done, also playing into Planned Parenthood's hands, is when they are refusing to admit that at that moment of fertilization there is a child, because by not taking a stand, by looking the other way, by even as the pro-lifers did in South Dakota 2 years ago, they put out a TV commercial in support of the morning after pill.
Right.
You remember that TV spot?
Absolutely.
And devastating. That was, pro-lifers.
Well, yeah, and that was very tragic, because that was towards the end of the campaign.
Right, when they were trying to ban abortion statewide.
And things were going their way. Mm-hmm. And they were convinced by somebody that they, in order to win, they had to compromise. And today, the killing continues in South Dakota again because they compromised. You know, when people go to this new site, morningafterpillinformation.com, they're going to read things about the morning after pill that I guarantee you they've not heard anyplace else. Maybe on this show,
but
no place else. Certainly not
from
the
mainstream pro-life
absolutely not
industry. So some of this, I'd like to quote some of this for the audience. And again, if you can go, the most important thing is to look at the 60-second spot at the top, because that shows the victims of these chemical abortions. And the victim, in a strange and tragic way, is not only the child who's killed, but this lowers the threshold and the risk, the perceived risk of young girls from having sex.
You know,
young girls think they can have sex and there will be no consequences.
That's right. And years later, when they're going through post-abortion syndrome and they're having the depression and they're going through all the other things, we know the effect of the pill on breast cancer in this country over the last 30 years. Nobody wants to talk about it, but
right.
We know that.
Of course.
Think about this. This is a much higher dose of the same thing that we already know is causing cancers. And 20 years from now, 30 years from now, there will be a generation and a half of women that have been popping this stuff. You know, we had a search query to one of our sites about 2 years ago that said, can I take the morning after pill more than twice in 6 months? That's what the young woman typed in when she was looking and found our site, which means that she had already taken it twice within a 6 month period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fearing she was pregnant again, she wanted to know, can I take it again?
Wow.
What we've done on our site that very few others will even talk about here is what this thing really is, what it really does, and what the chances of one thing or another thing happening are. Most people want to get very clinical about it. Well, we kept it to the facts here, but we also gave the other side of the argument.
Yeah, so let's see. MorningAfterPillInformation.com. And women finding this when they search on the internet for morning after pill information, they find this site. And they could click on the science, important information, related video. And most of these go right to the option line,
right,
which is just tremendous.
Right, yeah. There are actually three different links on this, just on this homepage, that go to different parts of the option line.
To the option line, where there are counselors available to talk to these young women. And they do a tremendous job of explaining to women that you have a child and that that child needs you. And so then the site says emergency contraception. Although the term emergency contraception is widely used to market the morning after pill, which is also called Plan B,
right,
there are at least two very common scenarios where using the chemical will not lead to a contraceptive result. In fact, the effects of the morning after pill can range from no effect whatsoever to a self-inflicted early term chemical abortion. If you do not believe in abortion, you should not use the morning after pill. How the morning after pill works, and then you explain how it works, and you urge women to click get more information, and a minute later they could be talking to a counselor at the option line.
Right. Yeah, they go to the option line. I mean, you know, they have the option to call in either on a toll-free number, they can do a live chat, they can they can email back and forth. I mean, there's a number of different ways. So in this kind of tech-savvy world that we're working in here, there are certainly every option available that they might be used to using.
Steve, you have – so this is the latest of the family of websites run by LifeCommercials.com. And those sites, you are downloading to people's PCs, mostly women, about 25 gigabytes of information, a lot of that in the form of these 60-second commercials every month. Now, that's a lot of women watching a lot of videos to encourage them, tell them the truth about life. About how many hits a month are we getting with life commercials?
In March, which, of course, we just ended last night at midnight, we had over 109,000 hits just for the month of March. So if we can continue on that pace, you know, I can remember a few years ago when we went over 10,000 for the first time.
Right.
And we really thought we had arrived at that point. We had no idea how big this would get. Our ad campaigns have gotten more streamlined. You know, we're still paying only about 22 cents a click,
which is tremendous.
Which is tremendous because most people will tell you, for example, to get the number one spot on morning after pill, a lot of times you'll have to pay $3 or $4 to get that spot. Mm-hmm. But because of the way we write our ads, the content that we're putting on our sites, making sure that everything is streamlined, just because of the techniques that we've learned over the years, we're still getting most of those clicks for right around 22 cents. You know, on a real heavy day when there's lots of competition out there for for internet spots and rankings and stuff, you know, we might pay up to, you know, 30, 40 cents on a day like that. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the month, it'll always come back right to a quarter or less.
Wow. So this is a very efficient way of advertising, getting the word out, the warning to women all over the country and even around the world. And so there's coming up on April 26th. Now, we've been talking about events for the personhood petition. But here's an event coming up that I'm involved with, and for years I've been involved with LifeCommercials.com. But this is the fourth annual Founders Dinner.
I can't believe this is our fourth one already. You know, we started a few years back, and we had Jennifer O'Neill, who was a founding board member, come in. Of course, our third commercial we did with Jennifer, and that can now be seen on followingabortion.com.
Now, the young people in the audience might not know who Jennifer O'Neill is, but she's one of the most famous and of all time models in the world.
Right. Well, she was for 35 years, and that alone says something about just the ability of her work in that field. Mm-hmm. But for 35 years, she was the spokesperson for CoverGirl makeup. So mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big deal because, you know, you kind of think of that industry and you think, well, here's something that, you know, you could be you might be for 2, 3, 4 years, but 35 years, that's incredible longevity.
Yeah, and very famous Hollywood actress who had an abortion.
Right.
She thought, hey, this be fine, no big deal. And she regrets her abortion. And that, of all the commercials that you guys have made, that's my second favorite commercial. I think it's so powerful. But you have this family of spots that have been running around the country. They're running on the internet. And this dinner, fourth annual Founders Dinner, is a time to get together, to give an assessment of how we're doing, to encourage people, and also, of course, to raise funds to keep producing these spots and to run them on TV and on the internet.
Right. Yeah, you know what we want to do this year is I want to be able to put up a few more sites that we still got in the works. And there's really just one more commercial at this point that I'm looking to do in the next year, and that would be with Julie McAmah, who, mm-hmm. you know, who was the product of rape.
And Julie McAmah, and she spoke at the Colorado Right to Life March for Life in January.
Right.
and how perfectly that ties in with the personhood effort in Colorado and the growing effort around the world. I don't know if you saw the news, Steve. You know, the National Right to Life state affiliates, they mostly follow national. They're against personhood efforts.
Right.
In Montana, Montana Right to Life has broken ranks, and they've said it's a bit begrudging, but they've said they are endorsing the Montana personhood amendment effort. So that's news. There is, it's like a train going down the tracks, and it's gaining momentum, and nobody's going to stop it.
No, no.
Nobody's going
to
stop
it. National Right to Life has been ineffective for decades now. We know that. The problem is that the churches, the politicians, those folks don't know it yet, but they're learning it. Mm-hmm. And over the next couple of years, as American Right to Life grows, as the personhood movement, as we continue through our websites at lifecommercials.com to put out the truth, just the unfiltered, unpolitical, unadulterated truth, mm-hmm. People will start to open up their minds to this because it makes sense. When they hear the truth, they know that they're hearing the truth.
Yeah, when you put it together, now morningafterpillinformation.com, this website, and by the way, we had a caller who asked for a bumper sticker with that on there. That'd be a good bumper sticker.
Well, now we're thinking, see?
Yeah.
Now we're thinking.
That's right. Now our phone number here, 1-800-8-NER. We'd only have time for one call, if that, but please feel free, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. 9278. You're listening to Steve Curtis, president of American Right to Life Action and founder, co-founder of Life Commercials with Jim Anderson. Steve, this website doesn't explain the history and the ineffectiveness of National Right to Life for decades trying to regulate abortion or basically abandoning all these victims. It doesn't explain that. This is a different purpose. This is for the women looking right then to kill their child.
Right.
But the power of this to teach pro-lifers that there are victims, this commercial, I believe, will be a key part of educating Christians that this is the battle. From the moment of fertilization is the battle. And if you have a battle that starts in the third trimester, you've already conceded the whole war. You've conceded the whole effort if you're starting in the third trimester.
Yeah, yeah. It's a day late and a dollar short at that point. It's mm-hmm. this was the thing that a couple of years ago I knew that we had to get to this point where we were advertising for exactly this cause. Early term chemical abortion is where, when you see the news reports that say that the incidence or the rate of abortion is going down, this is where it's going up. The rate of abortion is not going down. The rate of surgical abortion may go down in this country, but it absolutely is not. We are not as a society. I mean, look around you. There's nothing in our society that would lend you to believe that the abortion rate would go down. Young women are more promiscuous. Young men right. are more degrading to women.
Right.
Parents seem to care less and less. The culture, the schools,
right,
nobody
right.
really seems to care.
Right. That's
and
exactly
right.
So this is
why right. this is so important.
So April 26th is the Founders Dinner for LifeCommercials.com. And the program, I think it's going to be
this,
fun.
This is going to be fun. Let me talk about that for a minute.
Oh, but we got to call her first.
Okay, and then
we
I got to
take Brian,
absolutely.
And then we'll tell people about the program. Brian, you're on with Steve Curtis.
Hi, Steve. How are you? This
Hi.
Is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Thornton, Colorado. Steve, I want you to know that I was at your Life Commercial fundraising dinner, banquet dinner last year. It was the first time I really had ever heard of your organization. And I was really amazed out at what you're doing and how effective and cost-effective and how effective your message is and how it's getting out to the women. So, of course, I plan to be there again this year, but I just wanted to encourage the listeners to get out there. There's a lot going on right now, and it's exciting, but it's also you can lose focus, and it's important to be at the Life Commercials banquet to support
That's
this great
it.
Work.
That's April 26th at 6:15 in the evening in Westminster at the Doubletree Hotel. Brian, I want to thank you very much for encouraging others I'm thrilled you went last year, and it was tremendous. It was a great time.
Well, we always have a good time, and Brian, thank you for coming last year, and look forward to seeing you again this year. But we always have a good time. We always have a good time at our dinners. You know, this is kind of the one night a year after the, you know, hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of hours that I'm, you know, up 3 o'clock in the morning refining the ad campaign for this site and then going to that site and then fighting with Google and then fighting with Yahoo because they like to take pro-life sites down or the advertising down.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and just constantly having to go back and just keep fighting the battle, which is an ongoing thing. But this is the one night a year that we just kind of get together, we relax, we show the videos, and we go through the results. And when we talk about the results this year, I mean, it's phenomenal. This is one place where we really are not seeing inflation. We can still save a life for $8.
Wow.
For $8, we can still put enough ads on the Internet to get enough women to go to the option line and get enough of those to go into a pregnancy center and start to get the help they need to save their baby.
Wow.
So for $8.
That's just shocking, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just amazing that that we can still do that.
All right, so
we can fight this battle and we can win this battle.
How do people come out and how do they get in touch? How do they get tickets?
Well, here's what you do. You can either call 303-697-7825 and leave a message there. We'll get back to you. Or you can just register online at lifecommercials.com right at the top of the page. At lifecommercials.com, you'll see banquet registration.
It's $55 a ticket. And a table of 10 for a discount, $550, right?
That's right.
And you could get your group name on the table, on a sign. And it really is going to be a great time, and there's going to be a comedian there.
Well, let me tell you what the program is, and I know we're running out of time here, but we've got Darren Strieblo, who's an incredibly funny comedian.
He's fabulous.
He bills himself as nightclub-tested, pastor-approved comedy.
Yeah.
He is just hilarious. He's gonna entertain us that evening. We're going to have live entertainment with some music. In addition to that, you're doing Focus on the Strategy 3 live.
I am?
And we're yes, you are.
I am.
Oh, and
Focus on the Strategy 3
live. Can I drop
live?
A quick little bomb here?
Yeah.
Our annual life award this year going to Bob and Cheryl Enyart.
No, Steve Curtis, that is a bomb.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve. Lifecommercials.com and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. It's a great school. 431-5653, Maranatha.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.